Over 40,000 migrants have died worldwide since the year 2000, trying to reach countries where they hope to have a better life, according to the International Organization for Migration. Nearly half of the migrants have died mainly on the treacherous routes across the Mediterranean Sea. In a report titled Fatal Journey, Tracking Lives Lost During Migration, IOM is calling on governments worldwide to address what it describes as an epidemic of crime and victimization. The report says the number of migrants killed in the Mediterranean Sea this year has reached 4,000. IOM Director General William Swing says limited opportunities for safe and regular migration drive would-be migrants into hands of smugglers. He says undocumented migrants are not criminals, rather human beings in need of protection and assistance and deserving respect. Joel Milliman is the spokesperson for IOM.
The research we have indicates that the going price for crossing the Mediterranean is somewhere between $2,000 and $4,000 a person. We don't know enough details to even say whether families are given a discount or not. Official complicity, we've heard reports of busloads of migrants heading to the docks that are evading the police and looking for a chance to get on the docks and board ships. We hear voyages switching vessels in the middle of the sea. All those things speak to at least some fear on the part of the smugglers that governments would crack down or punish them or bring these people back to the African ports that they left from. And then you also have cases like Libya where authority has so broken down. It's difficult to know if this is an atmosphere that criminals are acting with virtual impunity.
IOM says the number of fatalities among migrants is likely to be higher as many deaths occur in remote regions of the world and are never recorded. Patrick Maigua, United Nations, Geneva.